Praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard tonight. We've got some very exciting programming coming down your way, so pull up an easy chair and get your Bibles. Of course, we want you to get into the Word. That's what we're here for, to give you instruction and reproof and correction, instruction for the soul, that you might save yourself and them that hear you. So call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on the air tonight, and we enjoy being with you tonight by the means of Truth Radio. We're very excited about the program. We are very excited about the positive response that we've had since we've been on Truth, praise Yahweh. And most of the time, we tell you our telephone number. So last night we didn't give it because we were so excited about the Holy Ghost gully washer that we were having, and we were in Genesis chapter 3, and tonight we will go there, and we will start again on the series of the Cain race in the earth, praise Yahweh. We're going to talk about the seed of the serpent and their objective here upon this earth. So let me give you my telephone number if you'd like to call me, or if you'd like to contact the show. Or just communicate with us in some way, you can do so, praise Yahweh. So just dial 423-626-2172. That's my number here at the office, and you can get a hold of me here after the broadcast. So if you'd like to call me, just pick up your phone and dial simply 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write the Shepherd's Call, just simply address your correspondence to Pastor Buddy, that's Post Office Box 2284. That's 2284. And the town that we're in here is New Tazewell. That's two words. N-E-W-T-A-Z-E-W-E-L-L. That's New Tazewell, Tennessee, and the zip is 37824. Now, if you'd like to contact our website, we have a website that you can get all the information and all the information that we have to offer you. You could go up to PosseComitatus.com and click on the Shepherd's Call or Pastor Buddy there, and you'll find our webpage, and you can have access to the information of what we're all about, praise Yahweh, in a little bit more detail than the time that it takes for me to go into it here, because we like to spend most of our time and the quality time that we have in the hour that we have getting into the Word, praise Yahweh. Well, tonight is no exception, and we're going to move into the Word of Yahweh tonight, and we're going to into the book of Judges. We're going to the ninth chapter of the book of Judges, and we're going to read a portion of Scripture here to set our text, and tonight the text is the fig tree people. Now, we know that there is a lot of people that think that the Jews, quote-unquote, are God's chosen people. But we have reservations about that doctrine, and we'll give you the reasons why here in the program, as we have been doing. And it's not to tear down something that doesn't exist. You see, this is a paper tiger that we got. The doctrine of the Jews as God's chosen people is only a myth. It's only on paper, or it is only impressed by sly, cunning men with craftiness designed to deceive the sons of Jacob Israel. Now, because we have had blindness in part, and that's what the Scripture said, we're going to get into that in the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, and we're going to discuss the particulars of what that means, that Israel has been blinded for 2,500 years, in part. There has been a remnant, ladies and gentlemen, for seed's sake, that Yahweh may keep open the door of his covenant principles and his oaths to Jacob Israel. So there's always been a seed in the earth that has their eyes open and their ears open. Now, we've talked about the snake people trailing the serpent. We started in Genesis 3:15. And the characteristics of a snake is amazing. It is a reptile, and it's been on the earth for, according to science, for millions of years. It can thrive in places that you wouldn't think that a snake could thrive, and that's the nature and the characteristic of a snake. Now, a snake has no ears. It's very strange. Snakes are really deaf. They use their sensor that they have. They are equipped with special sensors to sense their direction and to aid them in hunting for survival. And they've done pretty well by using their senses. Now, there's another race of people that are compared to the snakes, and this is the offspring of Satan, Lucifer, and the fallen angels that we've been talking about. So, we got some exciting news for you tonight in the ninth chapter of the book of Judges. And we're going to start, and it's, of course, it's a parable. And we're going to start at the eighth verse of the ninth chapter of Judges. The trees. Now, this is a strange parable. We'd like to tie it and type it into our message tonight as we go forth into the scriptures. The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them. Now, isn't this strange that the Bible would talk in such abstract ways about these things? Praise Yahweh. And they said unto the olive tree. Now, the olive tree, notice here, is the first one up. They said to the olive tree, reign thou over us. Now, listen to the response of the olive tree. Can you believe a tree's talking here? Praise Yahweh. But the olive tree said unto them, more than one tree, remember the trees in the garden, and Satan was the tallest tree in the garden. And when the blind man was healed by the Messiah in the New Testament, Yahweh Shua asked him, he said, what do you see when he looked up? He said, I see men as trees walking. Well, that's sort of the parable here that we get here. But the olive tree said unto them, should I leave my fatness wherewith by me they honor God and man and go to be promoted over the trees? Well, you know, that sort of depicts or types the characteristics of Israel. Israel has never been able to rule over anyone. They can't even rule among themselves. So then, we're going to type Israel here tonight as the olive tree. We'll prove that in Scripture because the prophetic utterance of the Scriptures will verify our parable typing here tonight. We'll prove that just in a moment. And verse 9 said, shall I go to be promoted over the trees? And the trees then turned to, listen, for the second choice, they turned to the fig tree and said, come and reign over us. Well, isn't that interesting? That the trees, being rejected by the olive tree, I guess the olive tree was too busy trying to put himself under subjection, and they asked the fig tree, come thou and reign over us. Notice what the fig tree said. But the fig tree said unto them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the trees? So the fig tree was living sumptuously and faring quite well, looks like. So they denied the authority to rule over anyone. Praise Yahweh. Well, that sort of reminds me of a certain group of people upon the earth tonight that always deal in government issues and affairs of man behind the scenes. That's what we're going to talk about. The conspiracy to rule the earth. Verse 12. Then said the trees unto the vine. Remember, you are the vine, or I am the vine, and you are the branches, the Messiah said. Come thou and reign over us. And the vine said unto them, should I leave my wine, which cheereth God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? Now verse 14. Then said all the trees. They all wanted a leader. You see, it's like the Israelites, when they wanted a king over them, and they denied Yahweh's authority and kingship and desired an earthly king as was the other heathen nations around them. They desired to be like them. Then all the trees said unto the bramble, come and reign over us. And the bramble, finally we're going to get somebody to accept the rulership here, said to the trees, if in a truth you anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. Ah, but does that sound like a Babylonian worldwide kingdom of government in opposition to the divine laws of Yahweh? Just to me. But if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Here we go now with a strange parable in the 9th chapter of Judges. And we're going to move into the New Testament, to the book of Mark. And we're going to start in the 12th verse. We're on the 11th chapter and we're going to the 12th verse. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily, that he might find anything thereon. Now, we're talking about the Messiah and the evangelistic party of the apostolic fathers. They were following him, and this great entourage arrived near a fig tree orchard. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of the figs was not yet. And the Messiah, Yahweh Yeshua, Jesus in the King James, answered and said unto it, the tree. Now, here's a man talking to a tree. Let no man eat fruit on thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now, here we have the Messiah putting a curse upon this fig tree because it had no fruit. Now, we're going to drop down to the 21st to save time as we set our gestalt of thinking, building a foundation. And in the morning, as they passed, they were on their return, and they passed back by, and they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we describe unto you tonight that the bramble is Babylon. We could call it Rome tonight. That has ruled in a kingdom. Now, the Daniel saw four kingdoms of Nebuchadnezzar's dream rule upon the earth and the four kingdoms before Yahweh would establish a kingdom upon the earth. Now, that first kingdom was Babylon. This is the type of all evil empires. Everything is based upon Babylon. So, it is descriptive in the scriptures when it talks about an earthly kingdom to refer to it permanently as Babylon. Now, the second kingdom that arrived after the kingdom of Babylon fell, and these kingdoms arise up and then they fall, was the Medo-Persian Empire. And then it gave way to the Greek Empire, and it gave way, of course, to the Roman Empire. Now we have the four kingdoms, and then we have the wound, the deadly wound that was inflicted upon the Roman kingdom, it was healed, and now we're back into Babylon, or a confusion, or a gathering of nations. They're trying to get in one world rule upon the earth, and it's coming, ladies and gentlemen, where that they can tell us basically what to do with the numbering system that they have, and a cashless society. We're coming into these times where that they can track you via satellite, and they can take your picture with these wonderful, powerful instruments in the heavens, and they can photograph a dime and tell you which side it's laying on, 2,600 miles above. Praise Yahweh. So the technology to find out who you are, where you are, and what you're doing, what you're buying, what you're thinking, and what you're watching is now evidently up on us. Now, we're talking about the fig tree people. We want to concentrate on the fig tree people. Now, let's go over to Matthew, or to Luke, if you will. And we're going over to the 21st chapter. And he spake a parable unto them. Behold, here it is again, typing back to Judges chapter 9. behold the fig tree and all the trees. Now, not only did the Messiah want you to behold the fig tree, he wanted you to behold all of the trees, praise Yahweh. When they now shoot forth, you shall see and know of yourselves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise, when you see all these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So then, here we go, that the kingdom of Yahweh is now established upon the earth. Now, you say, Brother Buddy, when did Yahweh establish his kingdom for his people? Well, on the day of Pentecost is when the kingdom of heaven was set up. Praise Yahweh. The kingdom of heaven is a place where men find rest for their souls. Now, we're going over to Romans chapter 11 to get our text, and we're going to bring you the evidence that the fig tree people are not the people of Yahweh. Hallelujah. What shall I say then? We're going to start at the first verse in the 11th chapter of the book of Romans. The author of this book is the Apostle Paul. What shall I say then? Hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite. An Israelite. You see, Paul was not a Jew. Most people put the blinders of tradition or mind conditioning upon when they read the scriptures. Paul was not, quote-unquote, a Jew. Now, to be a Jew, you must have been from the tribe of Yehuda, as it's known in the Hebrew. Now, it's shortened to the term Jew. You see, the Jew was not in the word itself, was not in the Bible, until the 16th chapter of 2 Kings, in the 16th verse. Why, then, is that the first time that the word Jew is mentioned in scriptures? It was inserted by man. Yahweh never did call his people God's chosen people. That is not Yahweh's in his vocabulary to say. That text is not in there. You see, Paul was not a Jew. Now, does that alarm you? Or does it inform you? Does it make you glad or does it make you mad? Choose this day who you will serve. Now, why would Yahweh place in the scriptures the text of choose this day who you will serve? It's very evident, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh is very concerned about your life. It's very evident that Yahweh is concerned about your very being, praise Yahweh. So then, to have the truth of Yahweh in your heart is the evidence. Now, notice also what Yahweh said in Deuteronomy. It says, behold, I set before you good and evil. Now, we're in the 11th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, and we are in the 26th verse. Now, there's choices, ladies and gentlemen. There was choices of two trees in the garden. Nowhere in the contained text was there any forbidding for the woman to have the fruit of the tree of life. Ah, why then did she take the tree of death? Very interesting. Now, who was the tree of life? All the scriptures will tell us, and we could go into that text, into Revelation here shortly, where that the tree of life is Yahweh himself. So Yahweh was walking in the garden. This is a heavenly environment, a dimension of heaven. It was not third dimensional form, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, God is a spirit. And the angels were dwelling in the spiritual dimension, walking in the garden. Now, here it is that she had choice. Remember, here it is in Genesis or in Deuteronomy 12:26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Choose this day whom you will serve. Eve made choices in the garden. She chose, I believe, to sleep with Satan. She received his seed into her womb. And by his sperm And her ovulation process of the egg, she supplied the egg, and he supplied the sperm, and they produced a child, and this child's name was Cain. And Cain, according to 1 John 3:12, was of the wicked one. We covered that extensively in our other process. Here we go back to choice of trees now. Now, that brings us back into Romans here, where we are at in the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, and we have some very interesting things to tell you about the book of Romans. Praise Yahweh. See, I read with blinders on my eyes. I was conditioned to think, raised as a Baptist boy, to believe that the Jews were God's chosen people. Have you sat in that seat? If you have, you have sat in the seat of tradition. You have been taught a hearsay. You have been taught a seem right way because, you see, somehow our minds have been programmed to accept someone else other than ourselves as the birthright or the blessed people of Yahweh. Isn't it strange that we consider ourselves to be Gentiles when the gospel is not even given to the Gentiles? He said, do not go in the way of the Gentiles, but go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, do you believe that the apostolic fathers, the 12 apostles that went forth preaching and confirming the word with signs following, and then Paul, the apostle Paul, later on, would break the command of Yahweh and go to the heathen that don't know Yahweh? And that have no covenant principles with Yahweh and have no right to the tree of life. Ladies and gentlemen, we make this tree of life accessible to more people than Yahweh himself intended. Yeah, the scripture says here that our zeal has eaten him up. You see, the Bible said that they will compass land and sea to make a proselyte. We're talking about the missionary zeal of these ignorant and unlearned who are going forth as Gentiles themselves trying to prove that the Jews, not them, are God's chosen people. Well, does the Bible back that up? And that's the $64 question, and if we're going to answer so and give you the final answer. Here it is. Turn back to Matthew chapter 3 and verse 10. Now, there's a very, very unusual scripture here, and it seems like it's completely out of context. And yet, when you examine what the man is saying, we're talking about John, the forerunner, when he came to tell the Pharisees and these Sadducees that came out to him to his baptism. Now, notice this, verse 7, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees, right there they are, folks. Now, Pharisees and Sadducees, who are they? These are the fig tree people. These are they that have direct inline to the seed of Israel, and yet they are not true blues. Now, just one little ounce of foreign blood, I'm talking about Canaanite blood, in a mixture will deal you out of the inheritance of the Father. You've got to be completely genetically clean or pure in the sight of Yahweh. Bring forth fruits meant for repentance. And think not to say yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. Remember, that's the same thing that the Jews said in the 8th chapter of John. When the Messiah was being given a hard time of them, when they were questioning him about his doctrine. And he told them that they were of their father, the devil. You say, oh, that's in a spiritual sense. He was talking about their evil nature and all of this. Ladies and gentlemen, get real. Let's talk about truth here tonight. Now, notice here, verse 10, and now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the... Now, we're tree separating here. We're identifying trees. We're back to chapter 11 of the book of Romans, and let me now seal the matter up here real good for you, praise Yahweh. Paul said, I am an Israelite. He was not a Jew, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. You see there, he was not a Jew, or he was not from the tribe of Judah, so nobody could rightfully, truthfully call Paul a Jew. And yet millions of preachers call Paul a Jew every day. This is false. They're preaching falsehood. They're preaching lies. They're preaching with their understanding darkened. They do not know the scriptures, and therefore they do greatly err. Now, God hath not cast away his people. Who are we talking about here? The Jews? No, we're talking about Israel. Who were the ones scattered abroad? We're talking about the 10 lost tribes of Israel. Only Judah remained, and then they themselves were expelled. Now then, we can prove as time goes on that there were bloodline, genetic bloodline mixtures of people that call themselves Jews that entered in and began to multiply upon the land when the 12 tribes were departed. Now, this is fascinating truth. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh, it says, God hath not cast away his people he foreknew. What? Hath not the scripture said of Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, not Jews, against Israel. You see, there's two sticks, ladies and gentlemen. There are two houses, the house of Israel and the house of Judah. And the Bible talks about the day when these two sticks will become one or reunited. You see, we've been scattered abroad, lost our identity, and we don't know who we are. Yet there is a remnant. I praise Yahweh for great men that I've mentioned before, giants in Christian identity that have kept the fires blazing and burning in the hearts of a few people that know their identity. For that I am thankful, because it helped me to open my eyes. 30 years blind preacher. Pastor Buddy, were you blind for 30 years? I preached all I knowed. But the Bible says I liked one thing yet. You see, there's a lot of people close, but we're not pitching horseshoe here. We're talking about soul salvation. And you can't be close. You've got to be right. You can't be good to go to heaven. Yahweh didn't say you had to be good to go to heaven. You've got to be right. Now, you can give all your goods to feed the poor, and if you ain't got the truth of charity, it ain't going to profit you nothing. So then, we got to get right. Yahweh, they have killed your prophets. Here we go. We've been mistreated. See, the last 10 years of my ministry, I preached identity. The story of identity is that we're to be hated, because we have a message that everyone fears, especially those that are in opposition to the kingdom of Yahweh. Why? But what is the answer of Yahweh? I have reserved to myself 7,000 knees, or 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Now, here it is. Verse 5. Even so now at this present time, even now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a few that know their identity. Why? Because Yahweh is leaving a seed among us that once this olive tree. Now, we're going to talk about the olive tree. Let me give you something interesting. Remember what I said about the trees of Judges chapter 9. Now, the first tree that was asked to rule over them was the olive. And I told you that the olive tree has problems of itself. The olive tree is Israel. Now, let me give you something about the nature of Israel. They can be good, and they can be evil. Well, let me just show you how that the descriptive terms of olive, if you turn, and by the way, the olive tree is one of the most ancient trees upon the earth. There are still olive trees producing fruit in the Middle East that when the Messiah was walking 2,000 years ago, there's trees that go back are still producing fruit today. I'm talking about olive trees. It's one of the most ancient of trees to bear fruit. Now, simply spell olive backwards and see what you get. That's a challenge to you and a little brain teaser. I'll leave that to you right there. Then you'll know the descriptive nature when Israel goes a-whoring out from under Yahweh, how they become children of darkness. Listen, when we wander in darkness, we walk by sight. The Bible said we walk not by faith. That's how Israel walks when they walk contrary to the laws of Yahweh. But Yahweh chose to walk by faith and not by sight. So then it's a spiritual leadership that we are fallen away from. We have eyes to see the world. We have eyes to see the heathen around us, and we want what they want. We want what they've got, and we lust, and we go whoring. We break Yahweh's laws and commandments, and we become evil ones with good intentions. There's no one that wants to go to hell. There's no one that wants to suffer. The rich man that was building his barns bigger and tore them down that night, his soul would record of him. He repented in hell. He wanted his message to get back to his brethren, to warn them. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Jacob, Israel, the sheep. And there's the ones that are going to suffer the recompense of reward. Now, notice this. I'm going to start over into the 16th verse of the 11th chapter of Romans, and continue, as I'm on a fast track here, I'm in a hurry. For if the first root be holy, the lump is holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. Now, we're talking about the olive tree. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild, there it is, a wild, not a fig tree, an olive tree. Ladies and gentlemen, nowhere in Scripture does it say that the Jews are God's chosen people. Nowhere. And yet millions believe it, and the Bible says you can believe a lie and be damned. And we're giving away our inheritance and our birthright. We have been lied to by these so-calls. And matter of fact, if you was to want to know where the little tribe of Judah moved when they were removed from the land, where they settled, if you would go to Germany, and if you would go into Scandinavian countries and some of the countries in that area, you would find the descendants of the tribe of Judah. If you want to know where the sons of Joseph and Manasseh and also all of the rest of the tribes who we have now been produced here in the United States of America. So right in the middle of the name Jerusalem, it was not Jerusalem, ladies and gentlemen. There was no J's in the language. So then it couldn't have been Jerusalem. It was Jerusalem, a city called by his name. That everything that hath breath, praise ye Yah. And the word hallelujah is a derivative from the name of Yahweh. So then, right in the middle of Jerusalem is USA. Yahweh was planning that wonderful lettering system to indicate that his people would find the land of milk and honey. Here we are, praise Yahweh, trying to give away the store. We have millions of people trying to support that mess in the Middle East that is going on even today. They're slaughtering, war. The house of Ishmael is being attacked, and they're attacking. They know who they are. It is the dumb sheep of Israel that does not know who the Jews are. My heavens, praise Yahweh. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree was grafted in among them, see, it's the olive tree grafted back into the olive tree. It is not the olive tree grafted back into the fig tree, as these Judeo-Christian preachers preach. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Ground Truth Zero here tonight, praise Yahweh. Notice this. What will I say then? The branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. Remember, that's Israel being transplanted out of the land. And thou standest by faith, but be high-minded, but not fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, the olive, not the fig, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Hallelujah. Verse 23, now we're getting down toward it. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, here we come now, we're talking about the house of Israel, the 10 tribes scattered abroad. That's what we're looking at, praise Yahweh. They shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in. For if they were cut out of the olive tree, my heavens, the fig tree is not mentioned here nowhere. The fig tree is the people that call themselves Jews and are not. These are the impostors. Yes, they had a bloodline connection to the house of Israel. Tomorrow night we will deal exclusively with the bloodline and how the snake got into the house of Israel. You don't want to miss this exciting conclusion of the Cain episode that we have produced this week. Tomorrow night we will bring to a conclusion of how that this serpentine blood got into the house of Israel. You will be astounded with the revelation. You will be astounded with the scriptures. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that the fig tree people, notice this, ladies and gentlemen, and let me give you some descriptive language in the Bible in Genesis chapter 3 again. It says that when Adam realized that he was naked, that he went and he sewed a apron leaf, or for an apron, a fig leaf, and he covered himself. Now, is it descriptive language that Adam actually went out and associated with the fig tree people? Have you ever thought of that? That he went and hid himself among the fig tree people? Where is the best place to hide a needle? In a haystack. But if you really want to hide a needle, hide it in a stack of needles. So then, kind after kind, Adam, in his sinful fall, went and hid among, I believe, the fig tree people. Now, these Canaanite impostors, these Canaanite blood reptilian race that we're talking about, have no ears and no eyes to receive the word of Yahweh. You cannot. Let me repeat this. The Bible said the axe is laid to the root of the tree. This is in Matthew chapter 10. What was John talking about? The axe laid to the reptilian race. And Satan is the father, the master tree of the reptilian race. And the axe of the gospel is laid to the root of the tree. My. Praise Yahweh. Now, oh, this is good. Notice, verse 24. For if I were cut off out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and was grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree. Nowhere does it say he was grafted back into a fig tree. That the Jews are God's chosen people, the fig people, and that we are the olive, and we're going to be grafted back into the fig tree. Don't say that, ladies and gentlemen. Read it like it is. We are grafted back into the good olive tree. Jacob, Israel. How much more shall these which be the natural branches be grafted back into their own olive tree? So it's the olive people. But notice how I said if you spell it backward, you get evil, oh, evil people. Praise Yahweh. So then, there's nothing worse than a bad Israelite, and there's nothing better than a good one. But the Bible said they are few and far between. If you found someone that knows their identity, if you found someone that really knows Yahweh, in the free pardon of sin, you have found a wonderful, good person. But if you find an Israelite that doesn't know his identity, and he's caught up in the bell box mentality, and you cross him with this identity doctrine, he will hate you and despise you, and your own foes will be those of your own household. And Jacob Israel is warring among themselves. But when there is enough warring, and Yahweh pours out his spirit upon all the seed of Israel, the olive trees, and they begin to stand up and dance under the great anointing of the Holy Ghost, and then they take up the authority, and then they begin to cast out the devils among us, and we will cleanse the land, and we'll have victory in Zion. And in that day, listen to me, praise Yahweh, I would not have you ignorant. Verse 25, brethren of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel. You know what the preachers of the bell box mentality, the Judeo-Christian preachers are preaching? That blindness, God blinded the Jews. Is that what it says here? Of course not. It says that blindness has happened to Israel. It is the scattered sheep that are blind, not those Jews. Those Jews there tonight, they know who they are. And if they would tell you the truth, which they won't do because there's no truth in them, they're Khazaric. They have no bloodline connection back to Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. 99% of them there are out of the wrong bloodline. They are out of the same bloodline of Esau, Edom, who married two Canaanite wives and produced these mongrel race that become the wandering vagabonds that we spoke about in our first episode in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And there's been a war, and it's continuing tonight. You might be back in the wrong side. You better take a look. Praise Yahweh. And so all Israel, verse 26, as we conclude our message, and so all of Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer. Who is the Deliverer? Those that have our eyes open, and those that can preach the gospel here, and those that can bring on the truth. Praise Yahweh. Notice this now, as we close out our message in the 14th chapter of the book of Zechariah. Praise Yahweh. We know that in the 14th chapter of the book of Zechariah, there are some interesting things that are said. Praise Yahweh. And we know that Yahweh's truth is forever settled. We're going to the 14th chapter, and we're going to start at the 24th verse. This will conclude it, praise Yahweh, and wrap it up, that we are not the fig tree people, and the fig tree people are not the blessed people or God's chosen. It is the olive people who are Jacob Israel at large. Praise Yahweh. And the house of Judah and the house of Israel are one stick. Yea, every man and every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah, there you go, and shall be wholeness unto Yahweh. They shall, all they that sacrifice shall come and shall take of them and see therein. And in that day, here's the day, in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of Yahweh of hosts. Praise Yahweh. So then, ladies and gentlemen, there's exciting things coming down for the people of Jacob Israel. It is time for all good men of Jacob Israel to come and rally and unite and return to the kingdom. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to The Shepherd's Call. Yahweh bless you till we see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Call a friend and tell them The Shepherd's Call is on the air.
Each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.